So I'm talking about today about retention in care or retention on antiretroviral therapy. Retention is a very important part of the cascade. We're very good at tracking people getting linked into care, people initiating ART, but it's very difficult to actually answer questions. You know, are people still on ART a year later or 2 years later or 3 years later? This is particularly difficult to measure in Australia because of our diverse healthcare system. If somebody goes from a sexual health centre to a GP, to a hospital, if we try to track them through the healthcare system, they're entirely different data sources. And often patients that move between sites can appear to be lost to care. We've got an issue with out-migration, so people move interstate and overseas. Again, they may still be in care overseas or out of or interstate, but they will appear to be lost to care on your data. And another issue is that people can get a 12-month prescription of ART. A doctor can give 60 and 5 repeats. And some patients are only having a blood test every 12 months. So it's possible to someone to go a full year without any health contact whatsoever with the healthcare system, but be entirely engaged in care. So what we did is we got access to a 100% PBS sample for antiretroviral therapy. It's a bit of an old sample, so we used this to develop a method which we're going to use on more recent samples. Between July 2013 and December 2015, that's 2.5 years, so we had every PBS dispensed ART prescription over that period of time. It was delinked. So it was linked but de-identified, so we didn't have names. We knew a little bit of data about the individuals, their age, their postcode, but we could see that the same individual having multiple prescriptions over time. And we also had an MBS sample for that period of time, and we just looked at the viral load testing, again, as another marker of a patient being in care. So we took that 2.5 year period and split it in half. The first half I'm referring to is the engagement period, which is the period between July 2013 and September 2014. And the retention period was the 1.25 years after that until the end of 2015. And to explain it very simply, I was interested for anybody that received ART in the first period, what proportion of them received ART in the second period? A fairly basic marker of retention, but just how many people were we losing to healthcare? So the main denominator was anybody with the dispensed ART in the engagement period, and I played around with some different definitions of engagement. It's common to look at engagement on treatment as somebody having two prescriptions 60 days apart. So I looked at that as another definition. And we also had another data field, which was the day that the individual had first ever accessed the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. So most people that are born in Australia will access the first pharmaceutical benefit scheme in their first year of life. And most people arrive in Australia will access the pharmaceutical benefit scheme in their first year of arrival if they've got Medicare. So this was a marker, we felt, for time of arrival in Australia. So the numerators. So somebody was retained on ART if they also had a dispensed ART prescription in the retention period. Someone was retained in care but not on ART if they had no ART prescription in the retention period, but they did have a viral load. Not retained on care or on ART if they have neither of those situations. And realise that most of this period was before the middle of 2015, which it was perfectly reasonable that somebody may be monitored without on ART before the universal treatment recommendations really came in. So we had about 17,393 individual patients received some ART during that period of time, that year and a quarter. About 90% were men, about median age of 47. A little over a third were on some sort of contessional status. And interesting, these other markers of engagement, about 5% of the patients did not have two prescriptions more than 60 days apart. And most of those people was a one-off prescription, actually. and about 2.5% of the patients had accessed, the first time they ever had ART was in 60 days of ever using the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. They said it would be very unusual for somebody who's been in the country for a long time to access the PBS for the first time and then start ART within the next 60 days. About 7% received six or more months of ART at the same time. These are the spread of states, with the majority living in major cities. So these are the results. So out of 17,393, 17,014 were retained on ART. 97.82%. 208 patients are tiny numbers. 208 patients were receiving viral load testing but had not received ART in that second period, and only 171 neither. When I slightly restricted the denominator by looking for people with more than 60 days between ART, we got down to 0.49%, neither retained on ART nor in care, and 98.6% retained on ART. A little bit greater when just looking at people more than 60 days from the first PBS. Combine those two criteria. So people that we really knew they were on ART because they had two prescriptions, and people that hadn't just arrived in the country. And I'll just point out, we were mainly looking at this because of Australia has reciprocal agreements with other countries. So somebody might come from the UK, spend 6 years, get a Medicare card, enrol, have some ART and go home again, and then appear to be lost in care. So we're just looking for people who really are in care for an extended period of time in Australia. Gets the non-retention in care rate down to 0.44%. And I'll point out that when Richard Gray does the Australian Cascade, he calculates a permanent migration overseas rate for the population of people living with HIV in Australia of 0.4% per year. So this is about as close to 100% retention, I think, as we're going to see. Broken down by the different categories, there was not much difference between men and women. Younger people appeared to be a little bit less retained than older people. People that had been in the country for a longer period of time appeared to have a slightly higher rate of retention. There was no difference between concession users and non-concession users. And this is an interesting one. People who received a lot of medication would appear to be slightly more likely to be lost to care, which makes me think that they're not lost to care at all. They've just got so much medication they don't need to go back and see the doctor, which is a perfectly reasonable approach to their health care. So I'm just going to come back to that that slide again with that 0.44%. This is patients who've initiated ART or people on ART. So this is not all HIV positive people, which would include people living with a diagnosis that may not have initiated ART. So the discussion, an astonishingly high retention on ART. I mean, I'd be surprised if there was any medical condition or medical system anywhere in the world that has got this sort of retention. I don't think you don't get this level of retention in prisoners. There's a question about the definition of engagement. You know, who are these people that had these one-off prescriptions? Maybe it was a mistake, prescription in the wrong person's name. Maybe he was a bit shy and they asked the doctor to write it in their boyfriend's name. Maybe it was NPEP or PrEP. There certainly were quite a lot of those patients. Um, Certainly, comparison of the rates between subgroups that suggests that many of the people who appear to be lost to care in the national analysis may be in care elsewhere, particularly those that have recently arrived in Australia and quantity dispensed, really suggestive that they're around or they're around somewhere. They've just taken a break from interacting with the healthcare system. And we'll be repeating this analysis on newer data. Just to compare to other measures of retention, in Australia, there's not a lot of studies, but James McMahon in Victoria, manually went through their patient lists, and they looked at people who'd lost to care, and they found retention and care rates between 91 to 99% once you're trying to actually track down undisclosed transfers of care. In King County, in which is Seattle in the US, they found that about 35% of patients had a gap of 12 months or more in their care, which is what we've seen, a quite high rate of that. So my conclusion is that retention and care is high in patients who have ever been dispensed ART. Loss to care is so rare in this data set that I'm quite sure that apparent loss to care or misclassification of someone to loss to care exceeds actual loss to care. Future ART coverage at population clearly should focus on early diagnosis and treatment initiation. And I guess this is great news, and this is wonder, as somebody who's worked in this system for 20 years, it really works. It really works. I'd like to acknowledge the people living with HIV, communities, services, providers, advocates and agitators that make me happy. As I said, I've worked in this, makes me feel terribly, terribly proud to be associated with something that the community owned and they kept on coming back. The story of treatment uptake in positive people in Australia, I think, is one of the great community movements in healthcare. I'd like to thank the Australian Government Department of Health for this data and my co-authors, Rebecca Guy and Hamish McManus. Thank you.